Welcome to Tuned to Yesterday, a Christmas edition, bringing you programs from radio's past. I'm your host, Mark Levonier. There is variety in this hour from the Kraft Music Hall, one of the older programs that has survived from radio's yesteryear, and in our collection, a slew of musical guests in this next hour, and also the man behind the name Kraft and the Kraft Foods Company, James L. Kraft himself, and as far as I can tell, his only appearance on the air during its golden age. This NBC Red broadcast was first heard on December 20th, 1934.
As the orchestra comes into full view on the rising elevator, and as he walks in the wings to greet you, the spotlight picks out that master of melody, your master of ceremonies, Paul Whiteman.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, thank you. We open our show here in the Kraft Music Hall with an exciting travelogue called Hit Hunting, in which we visit Broadway's greatest musical shows, just in time to catch the hit tunes from each. And here we are ready to start our tour. Our party includes Ramona, Peggy Healy, and our guide, Ken Darby. And now we're on our way. First stop, the famous Winter Garden on Broadway and 51st Street, where life begins at 8:40. Overture.
Something soft to land on. If it's love.
Of course, we couldn't miss the Great Waltz. It's just around the block at 49th Street and 6th Avenue, the Center Theater in Radio City. We're just in time to hear the Great Waltz.
get to the Imperial in West 45th Street just in time to catch the hit song in Say When. Let's take advantage of now.
We're here today, but tomorrow who can say? We may be gone, so let's take advantage of now. Let's hit the nail, take the bull right by the tail. The bulls might sail, so let's take advantage of now. Something tells me you're gonna be an eeny meeny. Something tells me what I'm telling you isn't gelling. You should be nice. Every postman won't ring twice. So break the ice, let's take advantage of now. Oh, something tells me you're gonna be an eeny meeny. Something tells me what I'm telling you isn't gelling. You should be nice. Won't bring time. So break the ice. Let's take advantage of now. Yeah, let's take advantage of now.
Scene two, a private dining room in one of New York's best hotels. Four old college friends are seated round a table. At their graduation 5 years ago, they promised to get together again on the 20th of December in 1934 and discuss their adventures. Dinner is over, and they're settled down to an evening of storytelling. And
well,
story.
Well, since we fellas met last, I've been all over this grand old country. And as far as I'm concerned, give me the Great West.
Yeah, me too, but I never met her.
Well, the Northwoods for mine, boy.
Oh, there's only one place for me, down south.
So?
Well, I knew a girl on South Shore Drive in Chicago.
No, I mean Alabama. Have you ever seen a cotton field ready for picking? Have you ever walked through one at night holding someone's hand? Well, look out. And made a wish on a falling star and had that wish suddenly come true? Well, I have.
A girl, a setting under the southern moon. They lived a little drama. They kissed in a field of wine and stars. Fell on Alabama that night. Were filled with glamour, soft eyes held a tender light, while stars fell on Alabama that night. It was a dream beyond imagination, so bright and lovely. Was a land of wonderful creation, just made for lovers and only two. They lived a little drama with arms round each other tight and
fellas, ain't that beautiful? I'm in love, too, and I'm going to marry the sweetest little girl in the world as soon as I can get her father's consent.
And when will that be?
As soon as I can find a father.
What's become of him?
Well, you see, he's a piccolo player, and, well, he went to Europe, and there he joined up with three other piccolo players, and now they're a famous piccolo quartet.
What's that for, fellas?
Well, then you fellas must be my girl's forefathers.
We are.
Well, then can I marry your daughter?
Daughter promised she'd never marry anyone but a piccolo player.
Well, that looks like I'll have to learn how to play a piccolo.
Well, we'll teach you how. Here's your first lesson.
Oh, we love to play a a piccolo, a piccolo. We love to play a piccolo. Now some folks like a violin. We run away when they begin. We can't stand saxophones moaning. La 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 la. We have taken lots of music lessons.
Black velvet curtains part, and into the limelight steps our own lovely Helen Jepsen. More radiant than ever, tonight Helen sings an aria from Il Trovatore, one of the most beautiful arias in the entire realm of operatic music, but one which makes such demands on the voice that many singers do not care to meet the challenge the aria offers them. Helen Jepsen singing The Night Is Still from Il Trovatore. Gentlemen, one of the outstanding successes of this year, this great year on Broadway, has been the original Doyle-Clark Gilbert and Sullivan Company from England. We are fortunate to have the tenor of that famous company with us here in the Kraft Music Hall tonight. His name is Derek Oldham. And we're able to have Mr. Oldham with us only because his company is leaving New York this week to open in Philadelphia Christmas night. A loss for New York and a great treat for Philadelphia and for you. May I present Mr. Derek Oldham.
Thank you, everyone, very much. Now, I'm having such a grand time here in America that I don't want to go back to England. I wonder if anyone in the audience would like to buy my return ticket at a bargain. It's on a very fine ship, and I'm sure any of you could look as little like my passport picture as I do. Yes, that's right. They take them just as badly in England as they do here. But here I find you do take your Gilbert and Sullivan just as seriously as we do over there. So tonight, I'm going to do one of their songs for you just as Gilbert and Sullivan wrote it, and just as it's been done in their own hometown, London, at their own Savoy Theatre for the past 50 years, a wandering minstrel eye from the Mikado.
A wandering minstrel eye, a thing of shreds and patches, of ballad songs and snatches, and a dreamy lullaby. My catalogue is long, through every passion ranging, and to your humours changing, I tune my supple song. I tune my song. Are you in sentimental mood? I'll sigh with you. Oh, of ballad songs and snatches, and to you.
Just at present, the stage is set for Ramona's homecoming. The luxury liner, gigantic, has just arrived from Havana. And Ramona is skipping down the gangplank.
Have your landing cards ready. No one can leave the boat without a landing
card.
Here, Porter, put this over under the initial R and get me a customs inspector. Careful, Porter, don't drop that.
Drop it? I can't even lift it. Say, miss, what is this you're giving me to carry?
Well, what does it look like?
It looks like a piano.
That's a very good guess. That's exactly what it is. Now, just put it right down here. That's it? Fine. And here's 10 cents for yourself, my good man.
10 cents for carrying a piano? Listen, miss, I'd like to tell you what I think of it.
Be careful. I gave you 10 cents for yourself, but not a penny for your thoughts.
Well, if you've got your declaration ready, miss, I'm the customs inspector. Say, what's the idea of bringing a piano back from Havana?
Well, I didn't want to travel alone, so I brought a piano to accompany me.
Do you play?
Oh, Inspector.
Never mind that. What's the idea of trying to bring a piano through the customs?
Well, I brought it along so I could tell my friends about the big catastrophe in Havana.
A catastrophe? Well, what happened? A hurricane?
Worse than that.
An earthquake?
Worse than that.
A revolution?
Oh, worse than that.
Did it do much damage?
Upset the whole island.
Wreck many houses?
No, but she ruined a lot of happy homes.
What are you talking about?
Tony's wife. There's a girl in Havana who is quite a sensation, a new revelation. She lives in Havana. Oh, yes. Now, there's nobody sweeter. She's the talk of the town there, and everyone down there is dying to meet her. She is sweet senorita, oh, yeah. Tony's wife, the boys in Havana love Tony's wife. Around the cabana of Tony's wife, they sing in a manner that's rare. Tony's wife, the fellas are fools about Tony's wife, fighting their duels about Tony's wife, but he's too lazy to care. When she plays on her guitar, how they come from near and far. Oh, gosh, oh, gee, she gives them a shaking up. You should see the home she's breaking up. My, oh, me, a man would surrender his life for Tony's wife. The cabana of Tony's wife is singing a manner that's rare. Tony's wife, the fellas are fools about Tony's wife, fighting their duels about Tony's wife. He's too lazy to care. Got your teeth, she gives him a shaking up. You should see the home she's breaking up. My, oh, me, a man would surrender his life for Tony's wife, oh, yeah.
Noel, 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 Noel.
Around this time of year, everyone is thinking of children. Christmas is really the children's season. And here in the music hall, we've staged a whole production just for the children. A Christmas fantasy. Right now, they're all safely tucked in their beds. But they're dreaming of next Monday, Christmas Eve, and the fun they're going to have. As our curtain rises, we see a brightly lighted English country house. The snow is falling gently, and standing in the snow, the Christmas waits are singing the traditional carol, Noel.
Thank you.
and white. We hear church bells and sleigh bells mingling as old and young hurry on their way to the village church, a church of brown nestling against the white in the green background of evergreen. Big round winter moon peeks over the steeple, the happy families arrive at church to attend a midnight Christmas service. The congregation kneels as the little organ peals forth the strains of a lovely old hymn. Midnight has come and gone. The children are all in bed, waiting for a beloved visitor in a red suit and a white beard. Ah, someone is approaching. Listen. Who can it be? Why, it must be. It is. It's Santa Claus. The chimney and out the fireplace. Now softly he starts filling stockings and dropping toys for good little children. Back up the chimney with a merry laugh and off for another year. The kiddies missed him that time, but there'll be more Christmases. Better luck next time. There he goes. Shining, the snow is glittering on the fields outside, while indoors the children are playing with their toys. Why, look, Johnny has a trumpet. And Susie, why, of course, a doll. Now through the window of the church comes the sounds of Christmas worship. The choir files in singing the old Christmas hymn, O Come, All Ye Faithful.
Friends are everywhere. In foreign lands as well as across America, there are thousands who are waiting to hear his voice. Employees of the firm he heads, distributors of the food product his company makes, salesmen and grocers who, through years of business associations, have come to know him as J.L. I have the honor to present J.L. Kraft, president of Kraft and Kiel Corporation. Mr. Kraft.
Thank you, Mr. Bond. Good evening, my friends. Little children wonder about the marvels of Santa Claus being everywhere on a single night. Their wonderment is no greater than mine right now, that I can talk to Fred Walker in Australia, so far away that it is still early this morning there, and that I can be heard at this moment by Ernest Franz in England, so far in the other direction that it is already tomorrow morning there. A season's greetings to all of you Kraft folks in far-off Australia and to you good people in our English organization. A Merry Christmas to you and yours. And say, Mr. Redike, you and your people in Holland will be greatly interested to know that the Edams you send over here are mighty popular. I shouldn't be surprised if some people here think the round red Edam cheese are made especially for Christmas. Greetings to you, Mr. Kenworthy, and to your boys and girls in Buxheim, Bavaria, away up there in the foothills of the Alps. I would like to hear those Christmas carols that you will be singing during the holidays. Chuck Howell, in Canada, and your great family of associates, the compliments of the season to you. Say, Chuck, I hope you brought that salesman down from the Arctic Circle so he can spend Christmas at home. And now, you good friends and business associates of mine right here in America, you know that my wish for you comes from my heart. It is that this Christmas may be the merriest that you and your families have ever had. And this, indeed, is my wish also for all America. And I am happy to express it now when so many of you may hear. But more than a pleasant wish, I also express a confident belief that the coming year will add materially to your prosperity. Good night.
Thank you, Mr. Kraft. Intermission over, ladies and gentlemen. You're back in your comfortable seats in the Kraft Music Hall. We closed our first act with a scene on Christmas Eve in Merry England. We open the second act of our show with Christmas Night in Harlem, and it's celebrated by Deacon Jack Teagarden and Elder Johnny Mussa.
Glory and
Mr. T. Look here, man. I sure am glad to see you. Now, what you doing up here? I thought you said fare thee well to Harlem.
Oh, I went home. But like everybody else, I come back.
Well, you sure come back at the right time, man. Because it's Christmas up here.
Christmas everywhere. China, Africa.
Yeah, but this is a Harlem Christmas.
Tell me about
every
it.
Every gal strutting with her bow through the streets covered white with snow. Happy smiles everywhere you go. Christmas night in Harlem.
Black and tan feeling mighty good. In that old colored neighborhood, here and now be it understood, it's Christmas night in Harlem.
And everyone is gonna sit up until after three. Everyone will be all lit up like a Christmas tree.
Come on now, every cold black Joe, greet your sweet niece, the mistletoe. with a kiss and a hidey-ho, it's Christmas night in Harlem.
Yeah, now. Jack, what's Santa Claus leaving your stocking this Christmas?
He left Mr. Whiteman my stocking.
Look out now. What else?
Ramona.
That's a tasty present. And then what?
And my horn.
Your brand new pretty trombone? Well, play it for me now. Play it.
John, let's you and me take off on that Christmas spree.
You said it, Mr. T. It's Christmas night in Harlem.
Oh, it's Christmas night in Harlem.
And I'm crying for the Caroline.
Of the cows and chickens. Here's a scene in the parlor of a cozy little farmhouse up near Springfield. Ezra Perkins and his daughter are just a tittling, a whittling, and a talking. I'll put on a pair of whiskers and play the part of Ezra. Peggy Healy plays my daughter, but without the whiskers.
Oh, Daddy, can I go to the movies with Johnny Hauser?
What's playing at the pictures?
How should I know?
See here now, if you don't know what's playing at the pictures, why are you a going?
Because Johnny asked me to.
Is there something a plan that he wants you to see?
I don't know. I asked him to ask me.
Well, I think you're seeing too much of that young fellow, I reckon.
Oh, gee, Pops, I love him and he loves me.
Oh, tut, 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 tut. How do you know? How do you know?
Well, he told me so. Oh, there he is now. Come in, Johnny.
Hello, Peggy. You ready? Oh, hello, Mr. Perkins.
See here, young sprout. You've been sparking my Peggy 6 months now. Are you serious?
You bet, Mr. Perkins. I want to marry Peggy.
Why, Johnny, you should propose to me before you propose to my father.
Are you sure you care enough for my Peggy to marry her?
You bet I do, Mr. Perkins.
Well, that's fine. Now I can sell the old farm and move right in with you and Peggy, gosh.
Oh, you can't do that.
And why not?
Because we're planning to move in with you.
Well, by powder mighty, I do, Swan, I do.
You want to know how much I care when I say I love you or my arms are square? Did I really fall? What it is all about? You want to know how much I earn whenever I leave you until I return? Well, if you're in doubt, here's how to figure it out. Take a number from 1 to 10, double it, and add a million. That's how many nights I'll be longing for you. Take a number from 1 to 10, double it and add a billion. That's how many dreams I'll keep dreaming of you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 7 baby rhymes with heaven, and your kisses rhyme with heaven too. Honey, won't you kindly take a number from 1 to 10, double it and add a zillion. That's how many thrills I'll get. That's how many chills I'll get on the day when you will say, I do, I do, I do.
Figures don't lie, and neither will I. Whenever the numbers begin to run high, you'll find me in doubt, or help me to figure it out. Take a number from 1 to 10, double it and add a million. That's how many nights I'll be longing for you. Take a number from 1 to 10, double it and add a billion. That's how many dreams I'll keep dreaming of you. Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 7 baby rhymes with heaven, and your kisses rhyme with heaven too. Oh, honey, won't you kindly take a number from 1 to 10, double it and add a billion. That's how many thrills I'll get, that's how many chills I'll get on the day when you will say, I do, I do, I do.
1, 2, I love you.
3, 4, tell me more.
5, 6, 7, little blue heaven.
8, 9, 10, okay, when?
10, 9, 8, don't be late.
7, 6, 5, I'll arrive.
4, 3, lucky me.
2, 1, oh gee, some fun.
Take a number from 1 to 10, double it and add a zillion. That's how many thrills I'll get.
And that's how many chills I'll get.
On the day when you will say, I do, I do, I do.
Again, Derek Oldham, leading tenor of the original Doyle Card Gilbert and Sullivan Company, steps onto the stage. This time, Mr. Oldham gives you the recipe for happiness from Gilbert and Sullivan's The Gondoliers. Take a pair of sparkling eyes.
Take a pair of sparkling eyes in an ever and anon in a merciful eclipse. Do not heed their mild surprise having passed the Rubicon. Take a pair of rosy lips. Take a figure trimly planned, such as admiration whets. Be particular in this. Take a tender little hand, fringed with dainty fingerettes. Parentheses, take all these, you lucky man. Take and keep them if you can, if you can. Take all these, you lucky man. Take and keep them if you can. About with trellised vine, varnish it upon the spot with treasures rich and rare I've endeavored to define. Live to love and love to live, you will ripen at your ease, drawing on the sunny side. Beat has nothing more to give. You're a dainty man to please. If you're not satisfied, not satisfied, oh, take my counsel, happy man. Act upon it if you can, if you can. Take my counsel, happy man. Act upon it. If you can, if you can. Take my counsel, happy man. Act upon it if you can, if you can, if you can. Act upon it if you can.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Mr. Watchman. You know, people seem to think that we members of the Doyle Card Opera Company were born with Gilbert's polysyllabic rhymes in our mouths and can only sing the melodies of Sir Arthur. Now, that's not true. I certainly did start my stage career with the Doyle Card Company, but from time to time in London, well, I played in such operettas as Your Rosemary, The Vagabond King, Desert Song, and, oh, lots of others. So you can see, we can sing other things. And as an encore, I'd like you to hear The Hundred Pipers. It's one of Scotland's traditional songs, and it tells how Bonnie Prince Charlie with 2,000 Highlanders forded the River Esk and invaded England preceded by 100 pipers.
Now, when they landed on the English side, all wet through, the pipers struck up their tunes, and the whole 2,000 Highlanders danced Scotch reels until they were dry. The defending Englishmen heard the pipes, saw these dancing devils, and as the song says, dumbfounded, they ran away.
That was Helen Jepson and the Music Hall Chorus singing Silent Night as the doors of the Kraft Music Hall swing closed. But they'll open next Thursday, same time. Mr. Whiteman hopes you'll enjoy this big New Year's show. Make a point to be with us. All we ask is your appreciation as shown by your purchase of Kraft products. This is Ford Bond closing the Music Hall and saying Merry Christmas. This is the National Broadcast.
The Kraft Music Hall, on Tuned to Yesterday from the 20th of December, 1934 on the NBC Red Network. Bringing this hour of Christmas on Tuned to Yesterday to a close, be sure to be with us next time for more great programs from radio's past. Until our next hour together, I'm Mark Levonier. Happy holidays.